So here is an example where we have an array subscript where it's not terribly readable on this foil, but it's we're aligning it with every other element. So here we're showing that we can have in our expressions not only I but 2 times I. I mean, we can do any sort of reasonable arithmetic. That I think is possibly of value. I'm not certain that, however, that's how it would normally be implemented, but that is possibly of value. But I don't think you'd normally implement it like that. You'd normally, I mean, the reason why you might think that's of value in the classics, when we come to study a lot of PDE iterative algorithms, we have these so-called red-black algorithms, which means we do every other row and every other column. But we don't do it using templates. We take the full array, align it with a simple align statement, and then we use where statements or if statements to select every other one. Or we just loop over every other index with a for all statement. We don't do it by defining separate arrays for all the even indices or separate arrays for all the odd indices and do each of them separately. We could do, if we had such an approach, this is the way to do it. But I believe that this is not not the conventional way of thinking about it. So I must admit, if I had, if I was implementing a line, I would restrict the line to having a very simple set of indices. Because there's actually a lot of compiler complexity hidden here. I mean, because to calculate the precise values of indices and do that efficiently at compile time is in general a very difficult problem. So there's a lot of complexity is hidden in this statement.